Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento. Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 310, I think. My name's Turner Sparks.
I'm Michael Kaplanovich.
You can find me at Turner Sparks on Instagram. New comedy videos going up all the time. Follow me on Instagram, people. Thousands of people listen to this show. I need all of you to follow me. I need my numbers to go up so I can get a career in comedy going. It's about time to get something cooking over here. You can find Kaplan at Cap in America on all social media platforms. Kaplan. And Cap in NYC if you want to buy a house. Kaplan, on the podcast today. Follow us at the show at Lost in America Pod. On Instagram. On the show today, we are talking about Serbia. And of course, coming up in a few minutes, who do we have to talk about Serbia but the Balkan brain?
The largest brain in all the world, but definitely the Balkans. We're very excited.
Peja Bajovic is coming up in just a minute. But before that, so Serbia, what happened quickly is they had some mass shootings a few months ago, and they said, we're going to buy back all the guns. Kind of like, you know, Australia annoyingly talks about all the time how they bought back. They're so much better than us. They're so much smarter than us. They bought back guns. No one dies anymore. Everyone lives. Not they haven't had a single death in Australia since 1991 of any kind.
No one has died.
Of any kind. Died. So Serbia just did that. And we're going to see how it went. It happened 4 months ago. So we're checking in to see how the gun buyback went. In Serbia. Kaplan, before that, we are part of the, we are patreon.com/lostinamerica is the best way to support this show. You listen to it right now. You're listening for free. This is a free sample. But if you want to get into the lives of Kaplan and I, go to patreon.com/lostinamerica. And tonight we have a monthly off the record show where we bring back one of our guests and they say all the things in a private conversation they didn't feel comfortable talking about on Lost in America. One of our previous Lost in America guests, because of the country they live in or the company they work for or whatever it might be, they're not allowed to totally speak their voice. So they do it on Off the Record. This is for Patreon subscribers only. It is not recorded. We do not release it. It is only live. It is a live one Zoom. It's interactive. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you jump in the Zoom. You can ask whatever questions you want. We're all in the Zoom together. It's a chat. It's a conversation about the topic. Tonight, we have Dr. Andrea Jones-Roy from New York University, and she's going to tell us all of the pluses and minuses of working in academia in America in 2023. She's complained to us off air a lot about this recently. So I said, why don't you come on the show and you can complain about your students on the air? And she said, that sounds great. So that'll be tonight.
The people who run the university, everybody. She's going to throw flames everywhere. It's going to be great.
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern in the United States. It is live. The only way to get into that is go to patreon.com/lostinamerica and become a Patreon subscriber, and you will get emailed the Zoom link, the private Zoom link. That is $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. That's it. All right, Kaplan, now. Go ahead. You want to say something?
Wait, I wanted to break. You mentioned that this Lost in America show is just a sample of what we do. But some people seem to like it a lot. We got a great review.
I didn't say it was a bad show. I just said it's part of what we do. It's not all of what we do.
It's not all. It's not all. But some people, we got a new iTunes review I wanted to read to you this week. It comes from Dewine Swari in Australia, a country that has, you know, a very safe country, as you just mentioned. So they're just walking around listening to podcasts. Love.
See, Dewine still. How do you spell Dewine, by the way?
D E W I N A R Deswari. So I don't know.
And you got DeWine out of that?
DeWine.
Where did you pronounce the S?
This is how we speak here. I don't know.
What is DeWine here? Swart. Say it again, but try to give this person a little respect. Pronounce it correctly, Kevin.
DeWine? How would you pronounce this?
Well, there's an S. You just told me there's an S. Try it with an S.
Swari. I said Swari.
Oh, DeWine, I thought that was all the
DeWine
first
Swari.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
No.
DeWine Swari. All right. DeWine
Swari. So DeWine left us this this review. 5 stars, most importantly. That's the most important part of review. And then she says, or he says, casual, informative, loving how each episode is a combo of laughs and learning. Exclamation point. Love that. Your episodes are like a fun class I never want to skip, with the crying from laughter emoji.
Very good. Swari.
That's a 5-star review. It would behoove some of our other listeners, especially those who aren't on Patreon, to leave us a good review.
And minimum, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We'll read it next week on the show, and I'll be the one to read it so we pronounce your name correctly. Apologies going out to DeWine Swari. Potentially pronounced
DeWine
that way.
DeWine Swari. I don't know how you
coming from Australia, all the way from Australia, we have a listener. And this idea, this class you don't want to skip, maybe that's how we promote this show now, because I don't remember taking a class in college I didn't want to skip. Every class I took, I wanted to skip.
Well, I took wine appreciation senior year. That was the one I liked to skip.
That's a good point. I did take history of rock and roll. I remember I got
an
A+.
This is like the history of rock and roll of podcasting.
Yes. I was the only person who knew all 4 Beatles. I remember that was on the final.
Oh, wow. Was there a bonus question of Pete Best? Was
that the 5th Beatle?
Yeah.
So thank you, DeWine Swari. And also shout out to Amazon. I know Amazon has put us on the front page of the education part of their podcast. So the Amazon podcasting put us on the front page of the education channel, which we didn't even realize we were in that category of education. No,
we should be. I mean, especially when you have people like the Balkan Brain on.
Should we get rid of this idea that this is a comedy show? Because it's a lot of competition to be the number one comedy podcast, but to be the number one education podcast.
And
feels
we can
easy.
Be. And let's be honest, we're both funny guys. I mean, you're a professional, but like we can't say we're the funniest podcast in America. That's a lot of pressure. But we can say we're the funniest education podcast in America.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Lower bar.
Now we combine 2 things. So anyway, we're front page of the education category, I guess, on Amazon. Shout out to them. Shout out to Jeff Bezos, our new best friend.
Yes. Love Jeff Bezos. Keep doing your good work.
And now, Kaplan, all right, what do you know about let's get to Serbia.
I mean,
this gun buyback thing. What do you know?
This episode, I learned so much already because I didn't know they even had shootings in other countries. I thought that was just an America problem.
Oh, come on. Okay, MSNBC.
No, but so they had 2 horrible tragedies back in May, I believe, or April, 2 shootings. And then they just said, we're going to get guns. We're going to get rid of 90% of the guns.
Yeah.
The president came out like with a strong, we're going to do like an 8-year jail penalty. If you don't turn in your guns, we're going to give you 1 month to turn them in. And then we're going to give you amnesty for having, if you have an illegal gun, I should say.
Basically, you have a 1 month amnesty to turn all the guns in. If you don't turn it in after that, turn in the illegal guns. If you don't turn in the illegal guns after that, you're getting 8 years in prison.
Yeah, exactly. And they were going to start, he wanted to start like surveilling shooting ranges. And he's going to start, he wanted to get a list of the students who are problem kids, which I kind of like that idea.
I didn't hear that.
The teacher said no to that, apparently. They can't just send the president a list of your problem kids.
Would Teddy or Ruby Kaplan make the problem kid list?
Oh no, Teddy's the narc. I mean, Teddy's like the hallmark. Oh. He's the one who's yelling.
He would tell on
cursing.
The problem kids.
He would tell on the problem. That's what you need. You can't get the kid. The schools aren't going to give it up. You got to get in with the narc. The narc in each, the hall monitor in each class. They'll tell on him.
Hall monitor. What was the plan? Once they got this list of all the problem kids, was it just put them in jail before they do anything?
Preemptively, I think so. Or take away their parents' guns and show up at their house and be like, you've got a problem kid, you can't have a gun. I don't care what you like.
Okay, is that true? Okay.
I've read that in The Atlantic. It's got to be true.
So, list of problem kids.
So the problem solved is my understanding, right? They solved the problem. We're going to find out from Paige, no more guns. And
Okay. I already know that's not true. So they said we're going to buy back all the guns in May, and then or we don't buy back. You just give us back all the guns.
Give them for amnesty.
Buyback. There's no buyback. They're not paying anything.
I think in America they do buybacks because that's the only way you're getting Americans to give over guns.
So what I read, there's 2.7 million guns in the country. There's 8.7 6.8 million people. So one out of three, you know, a third of,
which is nothing for America, but it's a lot. They have the third largest gun ownership population in the world behind the U.S. and Yemen. So
trying to get back 2.7 million guns. What they ended up getting back was 108,000. So I don't think it worked. But anyway, that's what I know. Now let's bring in the Balkan Brain. This man, longtime guest. We always love having him on. Based in Croatia, but covers all of the Balkan regions. Originally from Serbia. And tours all of it, performed in Kosovo, recorded the Balkan Brain comedy special in Kosovo, and will be soon on the appearing on the first ever stand-up comedy show in Serbia as one of the performers. We're going to get the name of that show. It's something eight.
TV but, show. Yeah.
What was it? Something eight? Anyway, whatever. Welcome, everybody. Peja Vajevic, welcome to the show. How'd we do on all that? And please clear up your TV show.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Hi. Zdravo.
Zdravo.
Zdravo. But the thing is, greetings from the next door neighbor to the runner-up of the World Basketball Champion.
Oh, yeah.
To mention that.
We came in fourth.
One of my favorites, my all time favorite basketball player is Bogdan Bogdanovic. Bogey, former Sacramento King, and led them to the silver medal.
Yeah, but guess what?
Without Jokic, without the best player in the world.
But
you didn't win. So don't get too excited. You did not win. So, you know.
Kaplan, relax. Let him talk. Jesus.
Well, no, it's all right. You have the silver medal in North America, you know, right after Canada. So that's...
No, we got four. We didn't win anything. We got four.
Yeah, he's saying we came in second in North America.
I'm trying to sugarcoat it for you guys. Come on. Second in your own continent. Come on.
Let's talk about this for a minute, though, because it dawned on me this morning. I woke up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat because I realized that Serbia has to be the favorite to win the Olympics next year in basketball. They won the silver medal in the world championship. They got down to the final minute or two of the game. They could have won the gold, and they did all of this without the best player in the world. Jokic didn't play, so you throw him in there.
But we didn't have a lot of our best players. They'll be there.
Well, we don't have the best player in the world.
I know, but we have LeBron and Curry. We've got some guys.
They're all going to be hurt.
The thing is, everyone talking about around here that Paris next year is going to be the tournament, you know,
that's
where
the Olympics.
Americans most probably will enhance their representation
will Serbia.
Players.
Yeah.
Might be, might not be. You know, I don't really follow it as closely, and I don't really know the reasoning that Jokic, and not only him, but Boban Marjanovic and a couple of these NBA players did not.
Boban didn't play.
Boban.
Yeah. Imagine him with Boban.
That's the second best player?
No.
Serbia winning the silver medal was a huge surprise, not only for the rest of the world, but for Serbian public as well, you know. And so now they got a bit greedy. So I think their ambition is to win the Olympic Games. And to be honest with you, I think there is a bit of a regret that there was not finals of Serbia versus United States. Mm. Well, Germany, okay, you know, but the real
you'd rather
thing
lose to us.
Is fighting the Americans.
Yeah. Well, let me say, I'm putting all my money on Serbia. Not only did Jokic not play, best player in the world, and as Kaplan says, our best players didn't play. They're all everyone you mentioned is 40 years old, Kaplan. They're all going to be hurt by then.
Kevin Durant, yeah, he's
second
old,
of all,
guess, right?
35. Yeah, Mikic didn't play, who I've been told is the best point guard in the EuroLeague the last three seasons, and he'll be playing next year as well. So all my money's on Serbia. They're going to be an underdog. It's going to be the easiest bet on planet Earth.
Is Jokic going to play though? Because he might want to just be partying in the summertime. You know,
no,
like
I bet he'll
hanging
play
out with his boys.
I bet he'll play. All right, let's get to this story though. So how did we do on that review? What's going on with the gun buyback? We know it started in April or in May, excuse me. And then at that time, all the American media said, look how smart they are. They got everyone's guns back. Excuse me, I keep saying bought. They didn't buy. They just got everyone's guns back.
First thing, nothing in Balkans started this year. Everything started centuries ago.
Yes. This is why we have you on.
Yeah, it was always in the beginning.
This part of the world, and I'm always trying, when talking to Americans, I'm always trying to picture it, you know, for them to imagine it somewhat better, what this part of Europe resembles American South the most, you know.
South, in
South, you know, we are something like in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, you can throw in West Virginia in there. So in terms of mentality, values, trends, and guns, our culture, not only in Serbia, but also next door, Montenegro, Croatia, Bosnia, is the one of the very masculine, tough guys protecting their family, their country. And now and then throughout the history and ever since the 19th century, we would have a war or a line of conflicts happening. And leftovers from these conflicts would be guns, rarely legalized, mostly hidden in the attic or the cellar or buried in the ground because you never know. And in a peacetime, which believe it or not does happen around here,
occasionally,
these guns are pulled out for, you know, just to make noise during the wedding parties or celebrate the birth of your child, preferably male one, because
you shoot in the air.
And this thing that took place, actually two events that took place earlier this year, one American-style school shooting, and the very next day a mass shooting in the countryside, not far away from the capital of Belgrade, where the school shooting took place, was a surprise, but not that much of a surprise, if you get me. You know, so many people would say it was just a matter of time when the school shooting as such would happen, performed by a student. Okay, no one expected that to be a kid of, I don't know, 13 years old or what was that? But, you know, no one was as, oh, that's impossible. No one said that's impossible. Everyone was saddened. Everyone was shocked. But, you know, the first reaction after that was, yeah, we've got way too many guns around here. Most of it illegal. It's not easy to walk into the Walmart type big store and buy a gun. In a legal procedure, it's much harder, was much harder. Nevertheless, there's a lot of weapon around. And like you said, Serbia being a third one after US and Yemen, look what happens in Yemen.
Shout
there
out.
You go. And the Serbian president being shocked and his authority being somewhat endangered by these events, you know, played hard, you know, and you have to understand that the Serbian government is a Republican style government, you know. So these are not European social democrats, snowflakey, as some Americans may, you know, see them. No, these are conservative, nationalistic traditionalists. And you know, they maintain power by, you know, emphasizing the national pride and, you know, the history and the macho style mentality. So that's what he did. The moment that happened, the very next day he said, we will call for all the weapons be returned, not bought back. And as you said well earlier, if they and you know that resulted in some weapons, illegally owned weapons, possessed weapons to be returned. Like you said, there's a 100,000 plus pieces of weapon, you know, guns returned and some munition, but that's nothing. And to be honest with you, I realized listening to two of you, the reason that they fell short is they didn't offer to buy it back.
Yeah.
They called for returning. They tried to appeal to the consciousness of the people, which we have some left. That's okay. But if they said, we'll give you so much dollars or euros, you know, per piece or per bullet, the result would be much bigger.
You think so?
Oh, I'm very positive.
Interesting.
So if they really wanted it.
How much do you, well, sorry, Cap, but how much do you think, why would, because I think that in America, if you ask people to bring in guns for free, or you said, we'll pay you like $100. I don't see the government paying more than something like $100 per gun. I don't think it, what do you think, Cap? I don't think it would make that much of a difference in America.
I mean, it would be like if you had like 10 guns, you might bring in a couple to make some bucks, but you're not getting rid of all your guns. People who have guns, they're not going to get rid of all their guns.
Yeah. Yet. So why do you think that would make a difference in Serbia?
Because we don't have as much money as you guys do.
<That's> what, yeah, okay. There
you go. It would come handy. You know, I mean, my father, okay, so my father, he's 76. He's born in Montenegro. And he owns a World War II German Walter gun. Mm. You know. And he owns it legally and God knows for what purposes. And he told me, you know, I want to sell it. He never, after all these tragedies took place, he never said, I'm just want to get rid of it.
Sure.
He was like, find me a buyer. I'll sell it. I don't care.
By the way, you know? Have a buyer. My uncle Keith would love that gun.
Wait, are we becoming international arms dealers in this podcast?
What if this is the solution? Americans just buy the guns from the Serbians.
We get more guns. We're never going to solve our problem. We'll solve other countries' problems by taking their guns.
There you go. No, this show goes down in history. We
want more guns in America.
At least one country sees problems.
A World War II gun? Are you kidding me? My grandfather, my Uncle Keith, his dad fought in World War II. My grandfather landed at Normandy.
Yeah.
To have a World War II historic gun, Uncle Keith would put it on the wall. I mean, it would be like an art piece. Yeah, not only, and he would take it to the range, well, probably.
At least one problem solved. We'll
there
talk.
There you go. We will buy your guns. Done.
But do a lot of, I have a question, because you said a lot of people who fight in the wars, that's how they bring them back. They just keep them. There's not like an effort to collect the guns when people are discharged. Because in America, you don't get to, when you serve in the army, you don't get to bring your gun home. It's not a perk. They give you a free college maybe, but they don't.
Yeah, but you know, the controlling around here, look what happens in Russia, man. I mean, you know, we're really good in police type controlling, but military, nah. Mm. You know.
And what about, so you said, you kind of talked about this, but it's difficult to legally buy a gun? Is that difficult to do?
It's a much complicated procedure than, for example, back in US.
Okay. You know, so that's why a lot are illegal, because it's just like,
but you know, if you want to have a gun, you can easily obtain one.
Okay.
You know, if you want to legalize it or if you want to purchase it legally, that's another spiel, you know, and now after in Serbia, in Croatia and Bosnia is somewhat different, but in Serbia now, because of all these tragedies, there's a moratorium, 2 years moratorium for new licenses. And I think that one might be successful. And whereas the returning, okay, not buying back, but returning, did provide some results in physical sense, but also did affect public's awareness on that issue. Of course, you would have these traditionalist, nationalist, Russian influenced people who said that the school shooting would never happen unless there is a Western/American influence in the Serbian public.
Yeah, they blamed video games and right.
We did Western kind of values. Invent the idea, I should say.
We did. It is a Western value, yeah. They could argue.
Yeah,
shooting at the school.
That's not hard to argue. But,
yeah.
No. So in short, there's a plenty of weapon in the Western Balkans still.
Yeah. So as you touched on, what the government, the Serbian government's response officially, they wanted to, it was three or four things. One was have an audit of registered gun owners to check licenses to make sure the licenses were up to date. That was kind of number one. Anyone with an illegal firearm would get 8 years in prison, as Kaplan said. Number two, sales of guns are banned for 2 years. So again, this is legal sale of guns. So illegal, obviously, you can still do whatever you want. And then medical checks on gun owners every 6 months. Now, this one I like. It gets back to the same issue, though, that they always talk about in America is like, well, if you're checking the people who are legal, you're only checking the people who are legally registered. So to see their mental health, that's not a bad idea, but there's a giant problem out there of all the illegal guns. We're not checking on any of those people, but I don't know how you solve that problem.
No, but that's the thing of culture, culture and mentality, where both in the US and the Balkans, people love their guns. It is just so, so you have to deal with that. And that is a generational change. That's not something that you can impose legally. That really needs, and, I know it sounds bad, but it does require tragedies of this type to happen and remind people what possessing a gun means. In case of this school shooting, this kid, and his father would take him to the shooting ranges for shooting practices, thinking, it's safe. And, my son likes it and there's nothing bad about it. But, along the way, this kid with his own ideas and with some shooting practice and experience in his hands, eventually did what he did, killing 8 kids and the security guy in less than, 7 minutes, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
So, that's the thing. I mean, ignoring the problem is not a solution. There is, I'm telling you, man, Western Europe might be more strict, but Eastern Europe, an emphasis on the Balkans. Now we have a long way to go in that direction. And there's also, the issue of political tensions around here. The fate of Kosovo is still unresolved. The Bosnia is still shaky. Montenegro as well. Ukraine is not next door. Jennifer Aniston. She was in France being nervous because it's in Europe and Ukraine war and everything. It's fine.
Really? We didn't hear that story.
I didn't expect Jennifer Aniston to take a stray here, but
just all Jennifer Anistons of that, Ukraine is still, far away. But nevertheless, you know, if something big happens over there, we'll you know, if they get pneumonia, we will sneeze. That's for sure. You know?
And, well, that's why I wanted to. That's why I thought this story specifically was important, because whenever there's a school shooting in America, well, now we have school shootings basically every day, so they don't
or a mass shooting in general, not just school.
Yeah,
shootings.
Mass shootings. So they don't report on them anymore. But whenever there's a really big one that everyone just they do decide to report on, they always say, like, look what they did in Australia in the early 90s. They had one mass shooting. They bought back all the guns. And they haven't had a mass shooting since. And so we need to be like Australia. And they're completely ignoring the fact that culturally we are nothing like Australia. And I think culturally, when it comes to guns, we're way more similar to Serbia. So that's why this is an important test case. And none of the media in America, right or left, outside of one Economist article from a couple weeks ago, is covering the results of what happened so far, at least with this whole gun return policy, get 90% of the guns off the street policy out of the Serbian government. And so I thought it was time to check in on it.
Not even close.
Not even close to what?
Did we get to 9%?
Oh, 90. Yeah, 90%. Yeah. So there's 2.6 million guns. So far, 108,000 have been taken off the streets.
It's right? An estimation. It's an estimation of how much.
There could even be more guns.
Yeah, could be more. Could be less. You know, but it's. In Serbia plus Montenegro alone, you know, the estimation is that there's a 3 to 4 pieces of weapon per person, per 10 person. 10 people, you know,
yes.
So every third person, if you would put it in a statistics, owns a gun, or at least, you know, there's a every third, let's put it this way, every third household would have a gun.
One of us would have a
actually,
gun.
Actually, 82,000 of those were handguns that were returned. 26,000, you ready for this one, Kaplan?
Yeah.
26,000?
Yeah.
Landmines.
Yeah. 20,000
landmines? Those are leftovers from the armed conflict.
Do they still work? No. Or people don't know if they work?
They return landmines. They were just keeping a landmine for a rainy day, you know?
Yeah. Just in case someone wanders onto your property. Like if Jehovah's Witness shows up and you just drop a landmine. Get the hell out of here.
No, landmine. Landmine. Landmine is a... requires more savvy.
Oh God, that's
how do you return one? That's got to be really delicate hands. You just
take
hand grenades, rifles, pistols. You know, and tons and tons and tons and tons of ammunition that are still around.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. And after the break, I want to get more into the details of the response and the government and the people and everything. But Kaplan, we are part of the world's smartest podcast network. That is us. That is Professor Andrew Heaton and the Political Orphanage podcast. That is Dr. Andrea Jones-Roy, the Majoring in Everything podcast. And that is us, Lost in America. And once again, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, that is September 13th, if you're listening to this today. At 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, we have Andrea Jones-Roy on our off the record show. Go to patreon.com/lostinamerica to subscribe, and you will get the private Zoom link to be able to jump in on that and chat with us then. All right, Kaplan, that is it. And now, a word from your local sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're back.
Thank you, sponsors. Smith & Wesson, perhaps? Who knows?
Thank you very much. Maybe. Let's see how the second half of this episode goes.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to ask about, Peja, was while there's a lot of similarities in the guns, in the relationship to guns in both of our countries, one slight difference, the government itself. So when the American government has never, they've never told us to take away our guns, but when they decide to do some type of, well, we need more checks on, you know, mental health or whatever it is, or safety checks, but half the country says, yeah, sounds like a good idea. The other half says, well, we can never trust our government. Their government's bad. But in Serbia, the government is a type of, is it authoritarian, or what's the best way to explain the current government?
It is an authoritarian. It is an authoritarian. Let me put it this way. Republicans would win landslide around here.
Okay. You know? Yeah. And they would be liberal. It's a very compared.
No. This is
MAGA country.
Yeah. No, this is, you know, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, Montenegro, all these four countries are, they've got rather authoritarian governments in place. I would say conservative right wing, not extreme, but, you know, right wing. I'd say New England Republicans.
Yeah. Okay. So then if the government's saying we want to take away the guns, but it seems like what the average person protesting wanted to change was, one was the guns. Number two was just violence in general in television and in media and those kind of things. Right.
Well, what's happening now in Serbia is mass protests that started last spring against the violence. Mm. So citizens and supporters of somewhat more moderate, liberal, left-leaning political options gather once a week. Sometimes we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, sometimes only thousands of people, and they're protesting all the culture of violence that's been developing, growing throughout mass media in the Balkans, emphasis on Serbia, in the past decade or so. All the reality shows, all the talk shows hosting sometimes rather ridiculous Alex Jones type people with all these conspiracy theories about you know, horrible Western masterminds here to you know, make all the Serbs disappear this way or another. And it does fall on a fertile soil, because if you remember, NATO / American led forces bombed Serbia in March 1999, you know, end of last century. And the Serbian public still did not get over it.
Mm, sure.
Partly because, you know, it was they were defeated, but also there was no real public discussion. Why was that done?
You know, why did NATO jump in?
Why did NATO intervene, apart from being the bad guys who want to kill Serbs?
Yeah.
You know, there was never really sufficient public discussion that would lead to some kind of a closure.
You mean like the war crimes committed?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most of the Serbian public, unfortunately, still believes that atrocities committed by the Serbian forces in Kosovo, Croatia, and Bosnia is lies. Mm. It's like, in the best case, exaggerations. And then, you know, using all this good Putinesque type of whataboutism. What about Serbian casualties?
Victims,
which were many as well, you know, but you do not ignore others nor you do ignore the chronological developments or what were the cause and effects. And the Serbian nationalistic government, you know, maintains that kind of mentality. You know, might not be as aggressive, but it's there. And that also resulted in people not wanting to give away their guns, just in case. What about
case we invaded
bad guys coming after us? I mean, one of typical NRA arguments, you know, Second Amendment? No.
Second Amendment. Yeah, it's this idea.
We have a Second Amendment. Yeah.
We get to protect ourselves from the government, from our own government. Right. Meanwhile,
this
like
might not be from the government, but from the invaders, whomever the invaders,
whoever they may be.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I mean, like the invaders, it's such a ridiculous argument at this point, because if the United States government wants to nuke your house, your handgun is not going to stop them.
Well, that's only the AR-15s, though.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop them either.
I know, but at least take them down with you. Take some people
to No. I mean, this is, you know, I'm talking about just this kind of a rather shallow but continuous and persistent propaganda.
Sure. Yeah. You and know, by the way, I'm not personally arguing one side or the other. I'm just saying that argument, the logic on that specific one, feels faulty to me. I feel like the U.S. government, with the number one military in the world, can take out just Joe in Arkansas or in Missouri or California or wherever your gun might be.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know, but it's still rather vital, not only in the Balkans, like you said, in Oklahoma or in Siberia or now in Africa. See what's happening over there. Suddenly they love Russians. How come?
Yeah.
But that kind of narrative, that kind of, you know, persistent distribution of whataboutism and all these bigger or smaller conspiracy theories are successful.
Why didn't, and Kaplan, you wrote, this is, I believe, your question. I don't want to steal your question here, but if there's no Second Amendment in Serbia, why didn't the government, if they really want to take away people's guns, why didn't they just go in and take everyone's guns? Why they have to give it back? Why can't the police just come take them? I'm not saying they should, but why wouldn't they if they're serious about it? You know,
that's a lot of field work, man.
That's a lot of firefights. They might not be so voluntary as you're saying.
Yeah, there would be conflicts, but I don't think that would grow into armed conflicts of police on one side and a local militia on the other side, as something that might take place, I don't know, in Wyoming. Not like that, but there would be, you know, shooting in someone's front yard or something like that. But that would be a lot of field work, going from one house to another, from one apartment building to another, you know.
You don't really want an authoritarian government to begin with to have that kind of power, right? Like people who don't want guns on the streets don't probably want this government to be taking them all away from people, right?
Yeah, but that's not the question. The question is, if they are authoritarian and they want to do this, why wouldn't they just do this? I get it. It's a money thing, right? It's a time and money.
It's a matter of capacity, man. I mean, in our first historical part, you know, you came up with a really good resolution, Americans buying out the Serbian and the Balkans illegal weapons. You know,
that was genius of us.
Yeah.
And then again, you have to realize that Serbia and Croatia and all these countries around here were part of a rather militarized country of Yugoslavia, which fell apart in the 90s.
Great basketball team.
Military industry is still there. And there's still a lot of production of weapons going on. Most of it is for the exporting purposes, but some of it stays in the country with the military and the armed forces, police, but some of it leaks out into the field, you know, illegally. Some of it is purchased legally, but right. some of it, you know.
You got to have some for yourselves.
Yep.
What about the lobby? Like in America, we have the NRA, right? So anytime the NRA contributes to every politician on every side all the time, they have a ton of money. So anytime one of these, like, we need to get rid of guns things comes up, all the politicians who are bought by the NRA stand up against it. Is there something similar in Serbia?
It's a different system. Lobbying around here is not as strong nor as official. You know,
I read about the National Association for Weapons of Serbia. I think that's the name of the group.
I mean,
the
local branch of NRA organization, you know, that of course, I mean, they couldn't dare, countering the authoritarian president's measures. But, you know, when the dust settled down, they were like, no, it's not that bad. You know, I wouldn't be surprised that some of them used guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Yeah.
And, the type of argument. So, you know, there is both weapons producers and weapons importers interests around here. So I think that those work in the realm of military weapons rather than personal ones.
Oh yeah, are there personal gun manufacturers that are big
as
in
well.
Serbia?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You have those. Okay. So that's a business that can be lobbying as I guess as well.
Yeah. I mean they don't want to and no one is actually mentioning decreasing of the production. No. It's rather, you know, it's good business. You know,
are they saying you need a good guy with a gun? Do they know that line?
Come again?
Do they know the line that the only thing worse than a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun? Like that's what you
the only thing better. The only thing better.
Only better, yeah.
The only thing better. That word, bad guy with a gun.
Here's the thing, you know, I mean, when people, you know, all the reporters and everything went out in the field surveying people in Belgrade and the small town, and the countryside where another massacre took place, people would give them two types of statements. One of them was imagine if this guy with a gun came after our house. Imagine we didn't have a gun to protect ourselves.
Yep.
Which sounds rather...
Exactly. Sounds familiar.
Rather familiar, don't you think? And the second one is a bit... It's a bit of a dark comedy, but many people report when both of these shootings started that the locals thought it was a celebration.
Ah,
right.
Well, it was a celebration. Someone just got a baby.
Right. So what happens when you have a baby? You shoot in the air? Is that what it is?
You shoot in the air. You go outside.
One for a boy, two for a girl.
Through the window.
No, I think it's more for a boy, right?
You point at an American satellite and you shoot.
So how many? And you shoot like, do you shoot like a certain number or is it just like bang, 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 bang?
I think you go full case.
Full case. Unload a clip.
You empty the case, I guess.
You empty the case.
I didn't do it.
You didn't do this?
I also saw that when you get married, and I don't know if you did this or not, but when you get married, you shoot the you put an apple on top of the new door, and you have to shoot the groom's got to shoot the apple down to show the bride he's a worthy companion. That's the last
shoot the apple
piece.
Off the door.
Shoot the apple off the door. So I would fail. I can't even aim. I can't squint. Famously, I would never.
Not
go
the door. It's on top of the
mantle. On top of the house.
Yeah, on top of the house.
All right, I'm saying this right now, and this is to everyone listening who's thinking about buying our TV show. This is an episode.
We are going
to Serbia. We are going with Peja. Episode 2, we will be trying to figure out if this gun buyback thing worked. If it did, interviewing everybody, and Kaplan's going to be trying to shoot an apple off the top of the door.
I'm going to have to try to find a Serbian bride. Sorry, Randy, because it's for the good of the show. I'm going to have to try to shoot an apple now and see
for
if
the
I can win her affection. Because, you know, like the Jews, we just break it. We just step on glass for when a wedding's over. Boom, l'chaim. That's so lame. This is how a man does it. Shoot an apple.
Okay. Shoot
did
it
you
down.
Do it? Yeah.
No, it's just point at the apple and shoot. You have to shoot it down.
Peja, have you been to any of these celebrations where they shoot in the air?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course. I mean,
I've always wondered this.
It's what rather happens, common.
What happens when the bullet comes down? It doesn't come down at a speed that would kill somebody.
That's a good point.
It's of no one's concern. It's a really good question. Really good question.
No one's ever asked.
No one bothers unless it's reported, that someone experienced.
Someone's been killed by a... Well, you know, life comes, life goes. Isn't that in the Bible? Something like that.
Laws of physics are helpful in that.
A baby's going to be born. Someone gets shot in the air by accident.
Yeah, exactly.
A baby, life goes.
There is a turn. Every season, turn.
I will try to find and send you a couple of videos from events like that, and so you can share it with.
We will send those videos to our Patreon subscribers exclusively, everybody. So patreon.com/LostInAmerica if you want to see.
Have you also been out? Like, is it common to go to the shooting range? Like, did you go with your dad? Or is that like just a common?
No.
Go hunting? No.
I mean,
no.
I personally don't. I'm not as, I mean, I've spent almost 6 years in the military. Still, I don't care about those. And my dad, who owns the
German rifle. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, it's more of a tradition. He's a Montenegrin. And as a Montenegrin male, you're supposed to have one. Back in the day, in I guess 70s,
Kaplan,
nah.
Did you? I know. Go ahead.
And another thing, in terms of I apologize. In terms of logistics, we don't have that many shooting ranges. Most of it, if you want to shoot, you go for a wedding,
right? Have a baby. You gotta have a baby.
You don't need a range.
Or,
procreate. There's a reward. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Did you grow up shooting? Did you have a gun in the house?
Around here, if you say this bullet is for you and you show it to a kid, it's a different meaning.
Yeah. No, to answer, I grew up in Pennsylvania where we got off the first day of hunting season was a school holiday. I don't know if they do that in Serbia. In the Monday after Thanksgiving here, but my dad did not take me hunting. We did not have a gun.
He didn't have a gun? He just didn't tell you much about?
If my dad had a gun, he would have lost it. He would, there's no way Dr. Bob Kaplan had a gun.
Well, we didn't know. Apparently we had a gun in our house, our entire childhood.
Gary Sparks, of course.
But Gary, we didn't know until there was a rattlesnake in the backyard and Gary Sparks went out and shot it to hell.
Did he hit it? That's better than an apple.
Did he hit it? Of course. He destroyed it. It was a shotgun. Close range.
Did he just renew his vows with Myrna that night? shoot a rattlesnake. Bam.
Was she impressed?
It was like, I was probably 16 years old. I don't know. We all went to the backyard and my dad's like, all right, I'll go get the gun. And my brother and I were like, we have a gun?
That's amazing.
I remember being wowed when I realized that my dad has got a gun when I was, I think, 11 or something.
I was wowed. Wowed is the word. Yeah. Very impressed.
No. My dad called AAA if we had a rattlesnake. He didn't have it. No idea. I had one last question on the, you mentioned the protesters earlier.
Yeah.
They thought the government didn't go far enough, or they just thought, because the president called them hyenas and scavengers, I saw.
Yeah.
Like these protesters. So they didn't like his plan, or they thought he should have gone more like after cultural things, or what exactly were they protesting?
No, they protested the whole poisonous atmosphere, cultural atmosphere that Serbia got into in the past dozen years.
That means video games, TV shows, all these things that are.
And they got a reality show canceled. Is that what I read too? Like,
and then when you plant that seed into a very traditional machistic culture, then you have Serbia in 2023, and that's what they are protesting. The whole culture,
the whole country,
of violence, the cult of death, if you want, that still persists in that part of the world, You know, that's why they're. And then, of course, I mean, the political opposition is in line with that, trying to bring this guy down. And then he is upset. He calls them, like you said, hyenas and scavengers. And then when it persisted, then he said that they're agents of the foreign powers, you know, trying to
globalists.
Bunch of globalists.
CIA and all these, you know, trying to you know, prevent him from resolving the Kosovo issue, which is still unresolved. You know, there's still tension over there. So, yeah, it's all politics.
What I had read, it was that a lot of these protesters not only wanted the guns off the street, but they also wanted, as you said, all these TV shows, these violent TV shows to be taken off the air. Yes. And the thing is, the president and his cronies own a lot of the TV networks. So actually the easy kind of do nothing move for them was to take the guns off the street. So say, we're going to get the guns. But then when it came time to do anything about TV, that's where he started calling them hyenas, because that's the thing he actually didn't want to do. In America, it'd be the reverse. You'd be like, yeah, sure, we'll cancel the TV show. Blue Bloods is canceled, you know, but we're not taking away guns. So it's funny, in Serbia, it was the opposite. I found it interesting.
So we want to sell our TV show?
In terms of the media licenses, national frequency licenses, nothing happened. I mean, you know, protesters are calling for it. Nothing really happened, and it won't happen until the government changes.
Can we sell our show to the Serbian TV networks, to the president directly?
Come again?
Can we sell our TV show to the Serbian TV station if necessary?
Oh, it's already here. That's the problem. you mean this one?
No, I mean our show. Yes, our pilot.
Man, this is too smart. This is too smart.
We need more guns.
We need more guns. I saw they have gangsters and physical fights, and it's very. We could do that.
I want to end on
special effects, some CGI, some boobs. We need boobs.
We can get all that.
We can do all that. Boobs.
I know people. They're struggling comedians. They'll do anything to be on TV.
They'll show their boobs.
Yeah.
Male.
I wanted to know this. I read about techno folk music.
Yeah.
That is like extremely violent Serbian music. Turbo folk music. Yeah, Kaplan, listen to this. It's a combination of techno and traditional folk music that glorifies violence. And the number one singer is named Sesa, C-E-C-A, who, Kaplan, is the widow of a warlord who was charged with war crimes in Bosnia.
Oh, wow.
Sesa Rajnatović, a.k.a. Serbian mother.
Serbia's mother? She's known as?
Serbian mother, you know. Her tagline is Serbian mother. You know, those are the things that protesters are trying to bring to an end. You know, turbo folk is a 30 plus years cultural phenomena of high speed techno music with traditional harmony. And the lyrics would be the gangster rap.
I was gonna
style.
Say, is it like gangster rap for Serbia, where it's like amazing. if you have more street cred if you've been like a warlord or something? It's like getting shot or something, or being like a member of the gang.
Yeah, that would be extreme, but it's very macho. It's very. I'm a tough guy, and you're my bitch, you broke my heart.
It's like
you down.
Whenever you see Boban and like Bogdan Bogdanovic and Jokic partying in a nightclub at like 3 a.m. in Serbia, they're listening to this music.
you can't blame they're being nostalgic. They're just
maybe that's why they're so good at basketball. This music, it's like inspirational.
Yeah, it's a very lively music, but it's you know, now with all the trap. Trap hop and stuff like that. You know,
can we say I saw your TV show promo and it was what kind of music was that? That was like hip hop of some sort.
Hip hop. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just Serbian four white guys rapping.
Four white guys in Serbia rapping. They dropped your name. It's very exciting. We should post that link.
Well, this is exciting that you have this TV show. What's the name of it again? something?
Yeah, it's a pun. It's Reziosam, which is say eight,
and say eight.
Awesome, which resembles awesome. Yeah, awesome is number eight, and when someone says number eight here, to say awesome, there is nakurzuten awesome, which is a comeback, which is rather sexual, but you know, somewhat clumsy. So the producers in consulting with us, you know, suggested that name, and we loved it. So it's awesome. Very catchy.
It translates to some sort of like fuck off, or like what does it translate to? Like in a, when you say,
well, okay. So Kaplan's say awesome.
Awesome.
Nakurzuten awesome. Which means literally, I carry you around on my dick. But it rhymes with awesome.
Got it. You know.
How do I say that? How do I say that again?
I carry you around on my dick.
All right. I'll just say it in English.
There's a great one in Chinese to say, like, you know, in America, we say that. It's another awesome. Like, but in America, you could say that's the shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that means that's awesome. In Chinese, you say neo bi, which means that's the ox vagina.
There you go.
Means the same thing. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. It's a small world.
Sounds like a great show.
Small world after all. No, it's a great thing. You know, it's going to be first ever stand-up comedy series in this part of the world on national TV, late prime time, nevertheless, prime time.
And Friday, it's actually,
not Tuesday, Friday.
Friday night, prime time, yeah. The Balkan brain, the godfather of Balkan comedy. You've been on the road doing stand-up, doing the hard work for 30 years, 25, 20 years?
Well, almost close to 20, yeah.
20 years! Yeah, and now,
a real pod bump.
Bang! You're on national TV. How does it feel that it's broken through, in all seriousness? That the work you've
put in... I don't know, man. It's, you know, I mean, it's been almost 20 years I've been doing this, and only after that much time, you know, my fellow comedians and me made it to prime time. You would think... And in other countries in continental Europe, comedians would make it there within a couple of years. But around here, we had to struggle. You know, our field work is great. We sell out. We sell out clubs. We sell out big venues. However, TV was too cautious for two reasons. First one, they think that this is too niche, that this is too urban, and societies around here are not as urban. You know, we don't have many big cities. We're a small town / countryside societies. So we would not cater to the regular TV audience. And the second reason is that we might bark out something that could upset.
Yeah.
Churches, governments, war veterans, you know, you name it. So therefore, they would rather, you know, drop it than go into this direction. And of all places, this is rather interesting. You know, Serbia is the most authoritarian country in the region. Nevertheless, in Serbia, this happens. Not in EU member Croatia. You know, which is more open-minded, or
yep. Congratulations,
we'll see.
That's fantastic.
It premieres on Friday, so we'll see. We can talk next week and see what
next week. You'll be too big for us. You kidding me?
This is it. This is the final. How many appearances has he done? Now he's about to be too big for us.
Yeah, you're not coming back.
That's true. Nice knowing you.
Yeah. Maybe one of the other comedians on the show you can get for no.
We'll get whoever got last place if this is a competition or something.
Well, but I have to mention one thing again, remind you and the rest of the world that thanks to you guys, my special, The Balkan Brain, made it worldwide through Comedy Dynamics. And now it's on Amazon and Apple.
Thanks to us.
That was, yeah.
It's Turner, really. Didn't do anything. I'll take it, though.
Hey. Of course, no, that was all, but that you had a finished special. Your special was literally done. It was great. All I did was send an email and go, hey, check out this guy. And then away, you linked up with him immediately. So
I know, but if it wasn't for you,
it was all you. Well, my pleasure.
So don't forget
thanks
Turner.
Thanks to Kaplan. You got to see him blacked out drunk in Queens, New York one time.
I got to tell you, I just was with my doctor last week, my cardiologist, and he said, he would start telling me because of all the medication I'm on, I got to be very careful. I can't go around cracking my head open because I could bleed to death and all that.
Did you ask him what about getting blacked out drunk?
Well, no, because remember I fell on my head that night and I can't hang out with you, AJ.
You come to America, sober.
It's the only time I've ever done that in my life where I've cracked my head open.
Oh, please.
I gotta blame you.
That can't be true.
Don't worry, Kaplan. We'll go for brunch.
Oh, okay. Brunch. I'm allowed brunch.
One mimosa for you and that's it.
I don't know. I don't like Bloody Mary, so it'll be good. That'll be safer.
Okay. That's it. That is the show. Yep. Everybody, check out The Balkan Brain. Peja Bajevic on Amazon. You can watch his special, The Balkan Brain, on Amazon right now. And if you're in Serbia, watch this show Friday night. And if you're in anywhere in the world, go to patreon.com/lostinamerica and join us tonight, September 13th, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here in America with Andrea Jones Roy. Cap, that's it. Peja, thanks for doing it. Kaplan, what should we do?
Yeah, thank you, Peja. Congrats to you. Congrats again to Serbia's basketball team. Congrats to Novak Djokovic for 24, your countryman. And let's get lost.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.